you can thank him. Is your religious faith anything other than what was once established in the British Empire as the one true church? Are you opposed to having to attend and support with your hard-earned income a faith to which you don't subscribe? Then thank him again, for with James Madison, he enshrined in his state a principle now practiced throughout the United States, and that's religious freedom. He proposed as America's national motto, "Rebellion against tyrants is obedience to God," and when it wasn't chosen, used it instead as his personal motto on a stamp that sealed the more than 20,000 letters he wrote during his lifetime. President John F. Kennedy, at an April 1962 dinner honoring Nobel Prize winners of the Western Hemisphere, said, "I think this is the most extraordinary collection of talent, of human knowledge, that has ever been gathered together at the White House, with the possible exception of when he dined alone." He doubled the size of his country through the Louisiana Purchase and sent Lewis and Clark on their voyage of discovery. He established the United States Military Academy at West Point and the University of Virginia in Charlottesville. He wrote the Declaration of Independence. He served in the Virginia House of Burgesses, the Continental